Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for a Bent News update. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And you know when you need to know.
Get bent.
Top of the stack, Marcus, Neil Young basically telling us what most of us already know, with a banner on his website saying concert touring is broken. And then his take on why.
He's not wrong. He gets letters blaming him for the $3,000 tickets for a benefit that he's doing. And he's like, yo, that money doesn't go to me or the benefit. That's going to Ticketmaster. There are add-ons. You have the scalpers. And concert touring is no longer what it used to be. I mean, if you think about it, for the bands, their main source of income is touring. And the radio and the album sales or single sales or downloads support the live shows versus when we were younger and from the 90s back, it was the other way around. As we see with these insane ticket charges, it's really kind of shitty.
It started with a single charge for the right to buy the ticket. And they've added layers of charges all along the way to the point where it's ridiculous and has pushed itself, as Neil says, to the edge of extinction. Bands are finding ways to work around what is essentially a monopoly between Ticketmaster and Live Nation. There'll be more on this, but I'm glad to hear the voice of Neil Young speaking up, the performers and the fans.
And this is one of the reasons why touring is so expensive for these young bands and making it harder for them to hit the road. So this is a big issue that we will definitely continue to talk about as this story develops and evolves.
Add your two cents at imbalancehistory@gmail.com. It's been so long since Pete Townsend put out a solo record that no one really was thinking that it might be coming, and then it did, almost 30 years later. A new single, Can't Outrun the Truth, from Pete.
I can't.
I listened to it once. I want to listen to it again. It's not bad. I'm curious as to what's going on in Pete's mind, and he's an excellent songwriter.
In some ways, it's about how no one's talking about COVID, even though it's still around us anymore, according to Rachel Fuller, Pete's better half. Pete added, this is something that deserves to be carried in our daily life, and they're both right. We've come to the part of the year, Marcus, where there'll be so many tour announcements, it'll make your head spin. Next up, Queen and Adam Lambert announcing 14 dates in the U.S.
Adam Lambert does a great job with Queen. I know we're looking forward to this show. I think this is one of the shows we're going to take our little guy to as well.
Summer's a great time to get on the road, Marcus, and Jackson Browne's taking the cue starting June 3rd in Columbus, Ohio.
He released an album in 2021 called Downhill From Everywhere, and he hasn't been out in a while, so he's excited to be able to play tunes from this album as well as some old hits that we all know and love.
Here's the spirit you want to see. Elvis Costello hitting the road on his We're All Going on a Summer Holiday Tour 2023. As you expect, it'll be he and the Imposters with special guest Charlie Sexton, who's joined them on tour before. And it wraps up Where We Live in the middle of July in Philly. The neat thing about this bill? Nick Lowe and Lost Straitjackets opening the shows. Go see that. Don't be late.
The world is a vampire, according to the Smashing Pumpkins. And that is their new U.S. tour that they recently announced. It's a 26-day run. First show taking place in Las Vegas. It shuts down in Indiana. And the bands that are going to be supporting them on this tour include Interpol, Stone Temple Pilots, and Rival Sons.
Check out the bill locally and go see the show. Well, Marcus, they're getting Pop out of the house. That's right. Eric Clapton going on a limited run of dates. And he's going to be part of that Jeff Beck tribute as well.
I knew that Eric would be part of the Jeff Beck tribute, but I was surprised to hear the road dates because, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of years ago, he said that he was done playing live dates and it was too hard on him with all of the health issues he's had as his body's breaking down.
No, it is, you know, because like we've talked about, you got to hold that guitar and play for the whole show. And even on his recent tours, he let Derek Trucks take the lead on a lot of things. But he's going to get off the porch and go run with the big dogs, Marcus, for 5 shows this September. And that brings us around to one of the more surprising stories that we have to discuss this week, and it involves touring and shows. The gang who brought you Desert Trip are now lining up Power Trip, and the people who are topping the bill really is the story. AC/DC and Ozzy are among those top shelf bands, also including Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Iron Maiden, and Tool, by the way, for this Power Trip to Indio. Now, you and I have discussed Ozzy ad nauseum here on Bent News. I am really curious to see what's going to happen if he's going to do a performance, maybe standing still. And then for AC/DC, the real news is that they're coming up from down under for the first time in a long time.
AC/DC hasn't played live since September 2016 on the Rock or Bus Tour, which wrapped up in Philadelphia. Ozzy last played a full set at Ozfest in December of 2018, and it was one of the football games, I think a Thursday night football or a Monday night football, that he came out and sang, and he was standing still, and he didn't sound too bad. But after that, he said that moving around and doing what Ozzy Osbourne wants to do on stage wasn't possible, and that he would have to stop touring. So will he be standing still? Will he be sitting on a chair? Will he have a wheelchair or like something like that with him? Who knows?
But I propose that they construct a massive throne of madness, Marcus, to be continued. So the Power Trip really has another edge to it. Like you, I've been seeing story after story about this ChatGPT shit. And Nick Cave pretty much sums up my feeling about it, especially when it's applied to the making of music.
I 100% agree with you and Nick Cave. It can definitely F off. There's a soulless aspect to it. It doesn't have the warmth, the openness that a Nick Cave or that a songwriter that's human actually has.
Nick's quote, AI may very well save the world, but it can't save our souls.
Woo! He's not wrong.
And he raises a pretty good question, Marcus. There's no earthly reason why we need to invent a technology that can mimic this most beautiful and mysterious creative act, particularly writing a song. Thanks, Nick Cave. We agree with you here at the Bent News Desk, and we salute you, sir. All right, Jason Bonham's dad passed away a long time ago, and I think they thought they'd found everything that he'd left behind in little corners of the universe. But no. Apparently his son Jason found this whole stack of tapes, reel-to-reels, in a closet or in a case somewhere. And now he's getting them out, they're going to bake them, and see what's on them. And for now, it's a mystery, Marcus.
I love these stories because when we get new or unheard music from the greats like Led Zeppelin, these jam sessions that we've heard about that, oh God, here's the music to those mysterious or rumored of jam sessions. And I really hope that Jason is successful in baking the tapes because I would love to hear what is on them.
Well, the whole world is waiting, so hopefully they're working on it now. Maybe in the next couple of Bent News updates, we can tell you what's on them. If anything, right? Wouldn't it be terrible if it was just blank? One of the iconic theater locations in Manhattan, New York City, is about to be demolished. Now it's called Theater at MSG, part of the Madison Square Garden Complex. In the old days, it was called the Felt Forum, where things like that Doors box set that I talk to you about all the time was recorded. A lot of bands played in this little theater tucked in between the train station and Madison Square Garden. It was going to be removed a few years ago for part of the plan for a grand entrance to the current location. But now with the new train station across the way, they're looking at taking it out and turning it into one of the iconic places in New York City's future. As we were getting ready to go to press today, Marcus, I heard of the passing of Keith Reed, the primary lyricist for Procol Harum. He was age 76.
I'm so sad.
He and Gary Brooker got together very early, and together they wrote almost all the songs that Procol Harum made famous, and a lot that weren't so famous except for to the fans. I always likened him to Bernie Taupin because he never went on the road, never went in the studio except for to visit. Yet his words were heard in both places and all over the world.
We skip the life fandango. Turns cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick.
And our other RIP this week is an old friend of people that we love and admire, people like Tom Petty and Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers. Tom Leaden, who co-founded the band Mudcrutch with Tom back in 1970, has passed at age 70.
They all grew up near each other. The band evolved into Mudcrutch. They released one single, Up in Mississippi Tonight, in 1971, and then Leaden left the band.
Here's Marcus Goldman with an upcoming release update.
April, a busy month. Mudhoney's got Plastic Eternity dropping on the 7th. We've been talking about Metallica's 72 Seasons for a while. April 14th, it will be released. L.A. Guns, Black Diamond's album, and Overkill Scorched will also be released on the 14th of April. April 21st, Jethro Tull releases Rock Float, and the Smashing Pumpkins release Atom Act 3.
One I've been looking forward to, Marcus, just got on the board for May 19th.
The new Dave Matthews Band, Walk Around the Moon.
Woohoo! Hey, Monday, it's the kickoff of Punk Rock Month 2023, and we're doing it right with the Dead Kennedys.
The DK's got the ball rolling in the Bay Area punk scene and really made a big noise. So to talk about their history and how they pissed a lot of people off is a blast.
Hitting Monday wherever you get your podcasts. And that's going to do it for this Bent News update from the Dark Duck Media Studios. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get bent.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.